times we had. Oh, when the wind would blow with rain the snow, we're not all bad. We put our features where they had to go.
Hello everyone and welcome to Sticky Situations here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth, and today we're going to be talking about budgeting and whatnot. Budgeting in terms of, you know, when you're going out and in terms of, you know, your meal plan here on campus and so on and so forth. But before we get into that, we want to go ahead and just give you guys a recap on the other shows coming up today. So DJ Too Smooth, take it away.
Hello. Happy Monday. This is DJ Too Smooth. We're on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Just doing a recap of Monday's podcast and live shows that are available to listen to. Right now, you're listening to DJ Honey and DJ Too Smooth on Sticky Situations from 2 to 4 p.m. After us, we've got DJ Breezy with The Eighth Dwarf from 4 to 5 p.m. After that, we've got DJ Cool Kitten with The New Normal from 5 to 6 p.m. We've got DJ Ho Alohe at 6 to 7, all about Hawaii, the 808. And after that, from 8 to 9 p.m. tonight, we've got DJ Jazz with the premiere, all about movies. And a side note from that, we're talking about athletics, games that are coming up. Today, actually, volleyball has a game. They are playing at Art University at 7 o'clock tonight. So, unfortunately, we won't be able to go to that. But Thursday at 7 p.m., there's a game. They're playing Notre Dame Namur. And then I know soccer has got a game, both men and women's, Friday. We've got 12 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. for the men's and women's playing Fresno Pacific. So everybody show their support and head out to the soccer and volleyball games. And also check out the live podcast today from our other fellow DJs. So today, our show, we are kind of branching off from, if anyone's listening to our segment last week about more about health and your overall health, which is mental, spiritual, and physical. Stemming from that, this is where we're talking about, you know, having a meal plan and budgeting your food and your time and your money. So what's most important about that is you need food to survive, food and water. It's very important in your daily health and wealth to have energy and to feel happy and full and fulfilled and whatnot. Because I know if I'm hungry, I'm really not a happy person to be around, and I'm sure that nobody would like to be in my presence when I'm hungry. So for all of my friends and myself, I'll eat food. Also, Calorega, we are blessed to have a company that caters to us and offers us a plethora of variety and just choices, really. I mean, I know when I'm really hungry, I mean, maybe it's not what everybody is used to food-wise, but there's never a shortage of variety, you know, like, I mean, there's always go-tos, like, I mean, the soups are always changing and stuff, but there's always things, like, I go to, like, if there's nothing for sure, then I'll just make a salad with lots of, you know, eggs, and that's protein right there, and maybe they always have some kind of meat, whether it be, the only thing that you kind of got to watch out for is, like, the chicken, you know, sometimes it's not fully cooked, but, you know, that's a go-to, so, and that's always there. What do you have any go-tos?
The salads are definitely a go-to. That's definitely something that I love, and I, like, put everything on my salad. So my salad usually consists of, like, kidney beans, chickpeas, pepperoncinis, jalapenos, bell peppers, what else? Bacon. They have bacon sometimes, yeah. And that makes me super, super happy. I do olives. I do basically everything you can think of, onions, carrots, cucumbers. So I mean, it's that in itself fills me up. But I mean, they always have pizza. Who doesn't love pizza?
Me.
You don't like pizza?
Mm-mm.
Why are we friends?
What? You better take that back right now.
Pizza is definitely like everyone's go-to if like there's nothing.
Not me.
But they also have like the Hispanic food section where they have like tacos, or they'll have tostadas, or they'll have quesadillas and different things like that. And then every now and then they have pretty good soups. The chicken noodles, obviously my go-to. Sometimes they have Hispanic soups too. They have pozole, which is one of my favorites. And sometimes they even have pho, which is like my go-to as well, because I pho a pho.
I pho a pho. That was good. That was clever.
So, but yeah, I mean, Calorega, though, you know, it's our meal plan is something that we have to have. If you live on campus, you have to have a meal plan, and you are able to choose what kind of meal plan you want. So they have three different options where you can have one meal a day, which is 7 meals per week, obviously. The 3 meals a day, which is 21 meals a week.
You're so wrong.
Oh, that is very wrong.
Yeah.
Jesus. No, that's not.
No, it's wrong. It's 11, 14, or 17. I have 14 meal plan, and I change. Wait, it's 19. I'm sorry. 19 gives you every, you can have 3 meals. You get the 2 brunches for Sunday.
Oh, because there's brunch. Yes. There's only 2 on the weekends.
Saturday and Sunday, there's 2 a day, so that's 4 on the weekends. And then you have 3 times, 5?
Well, that's what I meant. Basically, but anyways, yeah, so it's the 11, the 14, or the 19. I have the 2 meals a day.
11? No, that's 14. I have that too.
We're comm majors, excuse us. Math isn't our
see, but it also, it like when you budget it, the 17 meals, it's like it's so expensive, because I know my first semester here, I had that at first because I never wanted to run out of meals, you know. But as soon as you come here and you figure out, you know, you kind of don't want to eat that many meals from Calorega that often, especially if you have to run after a meal, because it's not really stomachically pleasing, like when it's mixed in your stomach and digesting. However, it tastes good going down. But what I'm saying is you really have to plan, you know, like after I dropped, I went from the 19 to the 14, or yeah, the 19 to the 14. And, sorry. And, oh my gosh. And it was so much. I think I got like $300 back on a refund or something from dropping a couple meals, but I just couldn't do it, you know?
Well, I know sometimes, like you said, sometimes it's not like pleasing or whatever it may be. But I know that sometimes, you know, you can't always go to meals because you have class or because you have, you know, work or whatever. And unfortunately, I would say one of the, I guess, cons of Cal is that it's not open, I guess, 24 hours or, you know, throughout the day from like 9 to 5 or whatever, because, you know, sometimes people have class. Sometimes, you know, you really aren't able to get to Calorega, you know, whatever the case may be. So that, you know, kind of differentiates people in terms of their scheduling and stuff like that. So that's why I have the 14, because I figure I'm not going to be at Cal all the time, because sometimes I have work, sometimes I have class, so I won't be able to make it.
Well, especially for athletes, you figure, I mean, each team we practice at least 2 hours, and then that's a whole time that dinner is going on, basically, or a single meal. So it's really hard, I know for me personally, to plan where am I going to get a meal, or what am I going to eat? Am I just going to have protein or something? But it's just, it's for sure a sticky situation trying to figure out, you know, after a workout, I'm for sure going to be, you know, tired and hungry for sure. I need to be, you know, replenished. And obviously for any student, you know, your brain, and if you're working at your brain a lot, and I don't know, food is a very essential part of your health. And so, you know, you gotta be, what is it? And like, I can't think of the word. Gosh dang it. That's fine. Okay, I'll come back to it. It's gotta be like nutritionally balanced. You know, you gotta have your vegetables. It's like, it's hard. It's like, I know people that just eat the same thing. Like, and that's not bad for you. Like, you gotta do what's good for you and what tastes good for you. Like, one of my friends, she just like only eats bread and cheese, like different variations of carbs and cheese and like
that is
sugar.
Not good.
Yeah, I know. She'll like, if it's.
It sounds amazing.
I know, right? Like, she'll eat just like mac and cheese from one place, mashed potatoes from another place, like a grilled cheese from here, like, and french so fries good. With a milkshake. And like, how do you stay tiny? Like, and that's legit all she eats. And like, you know what I mean? And it's just like the only protein she really eats is like a partial, like, a teeny tiny piece of chicken. I'm just like, how are you alive right now? If I were to eat that, literally, I would be so fat and I would be so tired because my muscles would have no protein. I would never be able to work out ever.
I would look like, have you seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and like the girl who turned into a blueberry?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's just funny.
So, yeah. So in terms of Cal, it's, you know, it's great. It's definitely, it's on campus. It's convenient. And I mean, the food's not terrible. It's edible. And I mean, sometimes, you know, like sometimes they have some pretty decent stuff and I'm like, oh snap, I got to go back for seconds. but you know, we are college students. We do like to go out to eat. We do like to, you know, spend money. I know I spend the majority of my money on food.
Yep.
Definitely. And I mean, hey, I mean, I'm not the biggest girl, but I like to eat.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like you should like to eat. It's very important, you know, and it's good to know what you like and like, you know what I mean? What, I don't know, like if I'm going to go out somewhere, especially, here we go, sticky situation, ready? You're like, so you got somebody you kind of like, well, here's my problem anyhow. So if I'm talking to somebody, like my problem is, okay, one, I will eat anything, okay? Well, it's got to be edible, not like disgusting things, okay? But the only thing that I really don't like is a plethora of cheese on anything and tomatoes and I don't know, like, I'll eat Brussels sprouts, but not a fan. Cauliflower, not a fan. But, I mean, I pretty much will eat anything. So it's like when I'm going out with a girl or anybody or a friend or anybody, I'll just be like, what do you want to eat? I'm just like, literally, pick something that you like because I am probably the least picky person here. So it's like, it's never a problem with me. But it's like when the person's like, oh, I don't know, what do you want? And then like, you say like 15 different options and you're like, no, sorry, yeah. That doesn't sound good. I'm like, well, how about I'm going to go somewhere that I want to eat. I'm going to get what I want, and you can decide that whole time. You know what I mean? That's the stickiest situation I've ever been in. It's like, I don't even want to go to dinner with you anymore. Like, you spent the whole dang time trying to figure out what the heck you want, and I'm just mad.
There is this, I don't know if you guys have ever seen The Notebook, but, like, towards the end where it's like, what do you want? And she's like, I don't know what I want. And that's, like, you know, like, that's basically my parents whenever, like, they're, like, deciding to go out to eat. It's like, what do you want? And I was like, I don't know. And then, like, my dad will pick something. She's like, no, I really don't want that. And my dad's like, ugh. So.
I think that's any woman ever.
I mean, I'm pretty, it's not that I'm picky, but, like, you know, there's certain things, like, you usually, like, in the mood for something.
That's so true.
But, and then the thing is, you never know what it's for. That's my issue. I'm like, I'm craving something, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Until you're, like, eating something, you're like, this is definitely not what I wanted.
Exactly.
I hate those times. That's the stickiest situation ever. You're eating something that you don't even want to be eating. Like, where did this come from?
So, you know, talking about health and stuff again, I mean, we are college students. We don't, I mean, at least I can speak for myself and say I don't make the most money here on campus, and I don't come from a very wealthy family. So, I mean, I don't have, you know, my trust fund set up and waiting for me. So when I go out to eat, and it's usually to like a cheaper, you know, place, unless, you know, I got paid or something and I want to, you know, spoil myself. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, if not, we're usually hitting up like Chipotle, which I mean, after the whole like, E. coli thing, like I kind of stay away from. Thank God I said E. coli because I was going to say Ebola. Jesus.
Ebola.
we're usually hitting places like Jack in the Box and stuff. I mean, maybe I'm speaking for myself, but I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, I'm even cheaper than that. My problem is, so I don't go out. My problem is, first of all, even like making myself spend money is the first problem. But usually, you know what's actually really cheap is if you go to In-N-Out, I'll just literally get like a double-double with just ketchup and the patties and the burger. So it's like $4 max, but it's like better food quality than going like Jack in the Box.
You don't get lettuce or anything on your burger?
No.
Oh my goodness.
It gets soggy. I'm kind of if I was making one at home, I would get lettuce, like. I put lettuce on it and avocado and stuff. I'd make it good, but I don't really go out to In-N-Out for a gourmet burger. You know, it's more like going to Jack in the Box or something. But I would never go to Jack in the Box. That's a problem. Like,
oh, the thing is, I will only go to burgers, like, or eat a burger at In-N-Out or like, you know, like another, like a burger place, like the Habit or Five Guys or something like that. But if you take me to Jack in the Box or like wherever, I will not eat a burger there. I will refuse. I will rather eat their mystery chicken than eat one of their burgers.
Why?
Because I don't know. I don't know. There's something about, first of all, I'm not a big burger person to begin with. Unless, like I said, like it's a gourmet burger. But like, I don't know, just like they're, I don't know. I just can't. It's just, I don't know. It's probably because, like, my brothers are very, like, they love fast food. And, I mean, boys are, my brothers anywhere were the type, like, they could eat fast food, like, for every meal and they wouldn't gain weight and stuff. Whereas, like, me, like, I eat a burger and I blow up. So it's, like, you know, I didn't really, like, eat a lot of fast food growing up. But when I did, like, I just, it gave me, how do I say it in English? Asco. Like, it gave me, like, in Spanish it's called asco, but it's like not nausea, but like it just gave me like ugh feeling. I didn't like it.
The ugh feeling. Heard that.
But yeah, so before we go into, you know, our budgeting segment and everything like that, we're gonna go ahead and take a break. This is Sticky Situations here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth, reminding you to always keep it sweet, and we'll be right back.
Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Do You Did You Know, in 1917, Dominican College was the first Catholic college to grant the BA degree to women. Dominican College of San Rafael became Dominican University of California at the beginning of the 2000-2001 academic year. This change recognized the university's graduate degree program, diverse student body, and global perspective. Do You Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Hello and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey and I'm here with DJ Too Smooth. So before we were just basically talking about eating and how as college students we love to eat and as human beings we love to eat and how basically here on on campus we have Calorica Dining Hall, which is definitely a go-to place because first of all we pay for it, so you know you might as well get what you're paying for. But the food isn't too bad as well, so. We were talking about that, and we're going to go into how, you know, as college students, we don't really have that much money. So we have to budget in terms of, you know, all of our money and what we spend it on, so on and so forth. So DJ Too Smooth, go ahead and take it away.
Budgeting. Man, well, we're just talking about food, and it's funny because we both have the same job. So when we think about, you know what I mean, like thinking of what you want to eat. So for me, okay, so I plan to at least eat two meals at Rega, right?
Okay.
Usually breakfast is one that I'll go to because it's easy. You can get eggs. I get eggs, some sausage, it's a little bit of potatoes, and then maybe some yogurt with some fruit, and maybe some oatmeal. Try to keep it low-key simple, but lots of protein. It's a good start to the day and a cup of coffee. And that's like, it's easy, it's simple, and it's always there. They can't mess it up too bad, right? And then maybe it's a toss-up between lunch and dinner. If I've got something to do for dinner, then maybe I'll have like a cup of noodles or something, but it's like I try to save the money for that. But when you try to like, when I like think about going out, it mostly is in and out, and that's cheap, but it's maybe like once or twice a week. And then so we get paid every 2 weeks, right? And the first week is usually good. I can usually eat whatever I want, but getting down to when you start to get down like the end of the second week, and it's like I don't know if I can eat. It's like I think I'm gonna go hungry this night, or because I don't, you know, that extra $5, I don't think it's going to be there. So it's, I don't know, it's pretty much the same thing every 2 weeks.
But my thing, what else are you, I mean, because like you said, we work in the same place. But I mean, if you're spending, okay, say on average, you're spending 10 to $15 a week on food in terms of, you know, going out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else are you spending your money on?
Just coffee. Like, the only thing I really spend my money on is coffee and food.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, I know. If you know DJ Too Smooth, she spends, or she drinks a lot of coffee. So I can only imagine how much money you put down for coffee.
I mean, I have an espresso machine in my room.
Okay.
And pretty much everything, the only thing I don't have is ice. That's my biggest problem. And I don't drink hot coffee. So I only drink iced coffee. So it kind of frustrates me, like, which is cool. Is like I kind of got kind of chill with the coffee cart people.
Uh-huh.
And so most times I'll go over there and I'll unload her ice. Like, she brings a cup. So the coffee cart lady, she comes from Calabrega, and she like brings her little she's got a rolly cart, and she brings like the hot coffee over and all the like box sandwiches and yogurt and stuff like that. And so usually I'll help her like get it over all the big bumps and on the way there, and I'll unload her. It's her heavier, like it's a box of ice, so like that she'll use throughout the day, but I'll just put it up on the shelf for her and grab the heavier items for her. And then usually she'll like just like let me put some ice in my coffee, because I mean I didn't use anything of theirs, I didn't spend any money, so it's like try to do something for her and she'll help me out, you know. So but and it's not all the time that like I just started being able to make like my coffee. And one, I mean, sometimes I'm just like lazy. I'm like, I'd rather spend like, how stupid is this? I'd be lazy enough to not spend 7 minutes to empty out the coffee grounds, put water in the machine, turn on the stinking machine, and just wait for the espresso to come out into the cup, pour it into my cup, add a little milk, add a little chocolate, and walk over the coffee cart and get ice. Like, my lazy booty would rather just walk over the coffee cart and say, will you please make me a coffee? So I don't know what in my mind makes it think that way. See, that's a sticky situation.
So how much on average, okay, a cup of coffee, a cup, like whatever you order, how much is it on average?
Well, if I got it from here, it's like three. I usually get large coffees because I see no point in having a small coffee. And I don't know, it's like $3 or something.
Okay, so $3, you drink coffee every day.
Yeah.
But, okay, so let's say you buy coffee 4 times a week.
That's $12. That's
$12.
Yeah.
That's if it's $3. So $12 a week.
See, if I went to Starbucks, that's a whole different animal.
Oh, no, if you went to Starbucks, you'd be spending that's about, $6. Yeah, you'd be spending
isn't
twice
that.
Isn't
that stupid? I need to figure out how to get pumpkin spice flavoring for my espressos. Then they would be A1.
But anyway, so budgeting, in terms of that, like, I know for me when I go to, like, when I go out, or if I know I'm going out, like, this month is going to be kind of crazy. Like, I know this week, tomorrow I'm going out to dinner with friends. Mm-hmm. And then...
For what occasion?
Just because. Because oh. we've been planning, I don't know if you guys know Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep.
But we've been craving it for, like, the past 2 weeks, and we were supposed to go last week, but Mama was a little broke.
Why wasn't I invited?
So Mama was a little broke.
All right, then.
I mean, no, you're more than welcome whatever. To come, but that's a shove conversation off. For another time. So I know we're going out tomorrow. So we're going out tomorrow, and I mean, it's 65-cent wings, so I probably Ooh. Won't spend that much. But so we're going out tomorrow, and then on Wednesday, it's my friend Allison's birthday. Happy early birthday, Allison.
What day?
Wednesday. And so we'll probably end up going out or we always go out to dinner for her birthday. So we're going out to dinner on Wednesday as well. And then Thursday night is pool hall night, which, and I'm of age, so I usually, you know, take a couple drinks. And afterwards, I know a lot of my friends are probably going to hit the bar. So that's, you know, another couple of bucks that I'm spending. And then on that following Monday is my roommate's birthday. So it's like,
oh my God.
I have like these, you know, plans for the month, like already in my head. So I'm like already like trying to like budget out how much I'm spending for each of their birthdays and for, you know, my dinners and everything. So I know it's gonna be kind of crazy. And I just bought my Halloween costume, so it's like,
how much is that?
I'm kind of putting it together myself, But I know Halloween costumes nowadays are like ridiculously expensive. There was one that I was gonna buy and it was like $60. And I was like, you know what? It's never that serious for one night a week.
$60 a year.
Yeah, 60.
For what the heck do you buy for $60?
I was gonna be I believe her name is, actually I don't remember her name, but she's from War of Warcraft. It's like a bodysuit and then it has like these like the shield and everything. It was actually really cute. But anyways, I like
you
had
don't
to think,
even know that you wanted to be in for Halloween. I love you.
But yeah, so I was gonna go that route, but then I realized, you know, with everything going on, I needed to budget my money a little bit better. And I know what I'm gonna be now, and it's kind of not a surprise, but I'm not giving out any hints to anyone. So yeah, so the costume that I ended up buying is probably gonna cost me the majority of it cost me $15, which is what I paid for yesterday, which was like, you know, easy, simple, you know, we're good. I still have like two other accessories to buy, but that won't cost me more than $20. And I feel like I can probably borrow one of the things from someone else so I can take that out of my budget. And it's like I only have to buy one more thing, which is pretty awesome. So I'm not really worried about it, but I think I know how to budget my money pretty well. But I know how to budget my money until, like, you know, I'm good until my next paycheck.
Well, so when you say you budget your money, like, probably my stickiest situation is budgeting. Like, when I get my money, I'm like, well, I know for sure I have to pay this and this, like, for sure right now, or I'm going to get penalized and it's going to pull more.
See, I'm a little lucky. I really don't have any bills to pay. And see, mom and dad, I'm very grateful for this. You know, like, I don't pay my phone bill. I don't pay really any bills. Like, my parents pay my tuition. Like, I'm pretty golden when it comes to that. Like, I really don't have any bills to pay. I mean, with that, you know, obviously, like, I get good grades and everything like that, so like that's kind of how I'm like paying it off with my parents. But yeah, like, I don't pay my bills for like my phones or like whatever else, you know, costs money. I buy obviously like groceries and stuff, because though I like to go out and like eat and stuff, I also I have a like electric skillet and stuff in my room, so I cook. Like,
yeah, and you're a good cook.
And yesterday, I actually, like, one of my friends hit me up. He's like, hey, like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm in class. I wasn't in class. Where was I? I was at work.
It was Sunday.
Yeah. I was at work, and he was like, oh, okay, let me know when you're back because I want to hang out. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, hey, I'm back home. Like, do you want to hang out now? He's like, well, actually, me and Daniel wanted you to cook for us. And I was like, okay. So basically, it was like, you know, they wanted me to cook, which I kind of take as a compliment. But
that
anyways.
When I saw you yesterday, you were cooking.
Yeah.
How come you didn't offer to cook me? See?
You don't ask.
Just F me, right?
You don't ask.
See, that's my problem. I don't ask for a lot of things. I just hope that people will know what I want.
Ask and you shall receive.
Oh.
But anyways.
Is that how it works? Should I start asking for more things?
I believe so.
Mm.
But anyways. So yeah. So I mean, that being said, I mean, cooking on your own can cause, you know, save you a whole lot of money.
So much money.
How you, and also depending on, like, how you budget it. You know, it depends. Like I know for me, like, there's certain, like, there's this one soup that, like, I love, like, absolutely love to make. But it takes, like, so many ingredients go into it that, like, okay, I have to make sure that, like, I have the money to buy each and every
one
of
those. Can
you do it
in your room?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's absolutely amazing. I mean, I know when I make it, I'll probably go over to my friend Vic's house because, like, they have, like, the actual, like, stove and everything I can do. But, yeah. So, I mean, cooking for yourself can also be a money saver, depending on what you buy and stuff like that. And it's most likely more healthy for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when the only reason I miss, like, going to my JC and living at home was, one, I love cooking, too. Like, at my JC, I was going to have a nutrition major when I came. When I transferred here, I wanted to be public health and – because I wanted to be a nutritionist, and just because knowing how good foods are for you and eating the right thing and really what's like what works for your body, just knowing that is so helpful. However, when I was taking these classes, and it was this I had two classes back to back. One was a nutrition and fitness class. Mm-hmm. So it was more about, you know, what kind of vitamins and minerals are most important for like recovery and what isn't each food. Like, I would have to name all the like antioxidants and enzymes that make each vegetable or in what was each in each one. And then my class after that was like taking all the simple ingredients, like all organic vegetables and stuff, and mm-hmm. and literally the professor had put like a certain amount of random ingredients in each one of the like we would have like groups of four and five, and we each had our own like cooking station and fridge. It was a real cool setup at my JC. And she would say, okay, now you have that, you can either cook any one of these things, see what you have in your ingredients list and cook it, you know. So after then, like, me and my mom got really into, like, we would only have a certain amount of ingredients in our fridge, but like a lot of things that like, we would pre-cook and eat all week, you know. That way you're not spending any, like, you go to the store, like, you spend $100 on groceries, mm-hmm. but you have enough food to last for 3 weeks, you know what I mean? That's money that goes, you know, so many other places. But like my own personal problem is just budgeting that. Like, when I have money, I don't usually buy things that like I really want, you know what I mean? I'm not a materialistic person. Usually if I get money, I'll first fill up my gas in my truck and make sure my bills are paid, like my credit cards and yada yada, make sure my mom has, you know, the money for, we have a shared plan, but you know, I usually shoot her some money for the portion of my bill, you know, and I pay my insurance and all that. But it's hard, like, if I write it down, that makes me like so stressed out, like,
yeah.
seeing all how all the money, because like you're like, yeah I make all this money, and then you're like, it's gone, like, yeah. see you later. So it's so hard.
I mean, and it definitely, you know, like, when it comes to budgeting, there's things that you have to be careful of. Like, okay, yeah, we like to go out and we like to like eat and we like to spend money, you know, at the mall or here or there. But it's like, okay, so do I need tampons, or do I really need, you know, this
tampons,
this munchie meal right now?
Yeah, it's so hard. I agree. Well, it's like, and especially,
like, there's the needs and the wants, and you yeah. have to differentiate between the two.
Well, also, like, this is my biggest problem. So I'll have a list, like, you know, when you're getting ready for bed or something, or in getting ready in the morning, and you're touching all the things that you need. So all the things that you use on a daily basis, you know, your toothbrush, your toothpaste, deodorant, hair gel, hairspray, shampoo, whatever, any of that. So the things that you need on a daily basis, tampons, that's like the biggest must, right? So like, I know I usually write like a grocery list, things that I need. But you know, like, when you're at the store and you're like, shoot, I could really use this, you know, like, I know that like three times when like I could use this item. And then like you go to the checkout stand, you're like, well, that's out the door. I definitely don't need this anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I don't yeah. want this. I don't need this. I don't want to look at this anymore. Yeah. I get it out of my sight. And so that's like my hardest problem is, like, you know, going to the store and you're like, I have 40 things that I need and only like 100 things that I want. So it's, I don't know, that's a toss up for sure. That's the sticky situation, is what are you going to budget for? Like, I know we're not, I know it's, and I can't say that I'm not privileged enough. Like, when I say I don't have money, it's like, I mean, I pull out loans for my tuition. You know, it's like my mom helps me out in a lot of ways. Like, on my birthday, she, you know, gave me a tank of gas and she got me a bunch of groceries. My mom helps me out in ways, like, when I can't help myself, she always, like, you know, she always can help me pick up the slack. And
yeah.
So she tells me, you know, like, I'm supposed to be responsible in the ways of here's this and this. But she understands that when there's a problem, or like I got my, you know, work study job and I didn't get paid for the first month. Like, I just got my last paycheck. So I was living for 3 weeks off of no income. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And my mom was like, hey, yeah, no, I empathize. So, you know, here's I'll forward you some money, and as soon as you get your paycheck, you know, shoot it back, and we have a shared bank account. So I just shoot her back the money, you know, and that's a mutual respect thing. So and that's how, but I try not to abuse that at the same time, you know. Like, I'm not gonna ask her like, hey, I need to go get some McDonald's or something like that. Like, I'll just eat, like, figure out something in my room, you know. So
yeah,
it's like that's really budgeting too, because I'm sure there's people that, you know, anybody could ask for some money, but at the same time you're like, well, I don't really want to abuse that privilege.
So I'm pretty privileged when it comes to money. I mean, I would say that, not, I don't, okay, maybe I worded that wrong. So growing up, I never really had to worry about money. Mm-hmm. I mean, we weren't a very, you know, we were not a wealthy family, but we're well off.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, we've had our fair shares of, you know, like, shoot, what the heck are we gonna do? I'm sure every family goes through that. But I never, you know, whether or not we did have it, I was never really aware of the situation. My parents both have good jobs, And they always just, you know, just told us you get good grades, you know, do what you're supposed to and we got you. Like, that's how it is. And I remember when I got my bank account, my dad had told me, you know, your bank account is here. Like, you grab your money, you put it in your bank account. And he's like, but the day you ask me for money is the day that I get to see what you're using your money on, what you're spending your money on. And I like remember that in my head till this day. I got my bank account when I was, what, like 16. I'm 21 now, about to be 22. So it's been about 6 years. And like that, I feel like that was such a smart thing for him to say, because it's something that I remembered. It's like, okay, you know, I really don't want my dad to see that I'm spending like this much money here, this much yeah. money here, you know. So it's like, you know, it's taught me to budget my money in a more, I guess, careful way. Yeah,
for sure.
Because I mean, I'm sure everyone, you know, has, you know, had their fair share of, you know, trips to, you know, the pleasure chest or whatever, and like, wow. you don't want your family seeing that, or like, you know, and it's maybe not even that, maybe it's, you know, you don't want your dad to see like, shoot, you're just wasting your money on like stupid stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, like if you haven't, I'm sure like my dad would be like, why are you going to, you know, In and Out all the time if you have a meal plan or something like that, you know? So like, it's more of like just learning how to budget your money in terms of stuff like that.
That's very true. I mean, it's like a funny that you mentioned that your dad said that, because my mom was, as soon as I think it was, as soon as I turned 12, I was in sixth grade. I asked my mom for money to go to the movies one time. And when I was in sixth grade, it was like $5, right? So it's like, it wasn't very expensive. And she was like, I think she asked me, she's like, have I ever asked you for money for the movies? And I was like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean? And she was like, do I ask you to go like for money for the movies? And I was like, well, no. Like, and she's like, then why would you ask me? And I was like, well, shoot. So, and she was like, if you want to go have fun, you're going to have to make your own money. So ever since then, like, I was mowing lawns and stuff. I mean, but that also, like, that alone gave me the same feeling, you know what I mean? I don't want to go, like, I would spend my whole weekend, because I'd go to, ever since I was probably in first grade, I would go to school all day and then have basketball practice somewhere and then have to go to daycare until mom picks me up, and then I go home, eat dinner, shower, do homework, and go to bed. So it was always like, on the weekends, all I would do is mow all the neighbors' lawns, all the lawns that I had set up. So it's been all week making money, you know what I mean? And then if I wanted to have fun, I would get to.
See, I was kind of different in that regard, because so I kind of was like taught the value of money. Well, not really the value either, I guess. Like, so in elementary school, my parents would give us like a $5 allowance a week. And like, we, like my brother and I would spend it at like the little like snack store yep. that they had on campus. You know, we'd buy like our little fun dips and stuff and like be all happy. But I personally, I didn't get a job until I was in college.
Yeah.
And it was because my parents would not allow it. And when I did get a, like, when I told my parents, like, oh, I got a job when I was in college, I was a waitress. My dad yelled at me and didn't talk to me for a week.
What?
Yeah. He didn't talk to me for a week. I think he was more upset at the fact that, you know, I wasn't like, I was making my own money now. So he really couldn't tell me how to spend it or, you know, whatever the case may be. At least that's what I think it was. But yeah, but like up until then, like I kind of relied on my parents. Like if I wanted to go out, my parents would give me the money, you know, like I had a bank account. And the reason why there was money in that bank account was because my parents continuously put money in that bank account. So I was lucky in that regard. But I mean, at the same time, like I realized, okay, I needed to start making my own money. I don't know why I did that, because honestly, I hate being an adult now. Like, yeah. It's literally super, it makes you like realize like, wow, like I really have to do this. But, so yeah, I definitely, learned how to budget super quick, but, I guess a little bit later in life, because I didn't really have to work for it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's different. You know what I mean? There's, well, obviously our family and our dynamics are two totally different sides of the spectrum. You know what I mean? You have all your family lives in the same household. It was me and my mom, you know what I mean? And it was almost like she was paying for you know, us to live and breathe and eat and sleep and would it make sense? And at the time, you know, I was probably like, well, me, it sucks. My mom said, just give me money because I'm her kid. And then, it, like, after, you know, the more I grew up, the more, like, I valued that too, you know, the more that I can contribute to, you know, my mom, like, that made me feel good. And I feel like that's one of, probably one of, like, the biggest reasons I am who I am today is, like, I always wanted to add to my mom, you know, and I realized kind of at a young age that, like, she had already sacrificed so much for me because it was just her and I, you know. And at that point, like, I would just imagine how much did my mom have to budget? She, and just think about having a kid and especially being a basketball player. So my mom not only paid for every basketball program that I was in, she paid to get into every basketball game at every gym. She paid for every pair of my sneakers. She paid for all the Gatorades I wanted, all the food that I needed after, before. She paid, like, the more that I think about it and it adds up in my mind, like, it's like, it freaks me out. Like, my mom sacrificed so much. Like, what if I was, like, total garbage at basketball? Like, and after high school, I never went anywhere with it. Like, I literally just got 3 jobs and started going to the junior college and not playing basketball. Like, I'm sure my mom was so upset. Like, I wasted so much money on AAU basketball, freaking 50 different teams that you played on, everywhere that you played, every plane ticket, every bus ride, every carpool, every freaking fast track, every basketball gym, every ripped pair of shoes, every knee brace. You know what I mean? I just think about that, and she's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad it paid off, but I always wanted to add to her. And when I did eventually, you know, get those 3 jobs, like, I helped her. Like, we would, you know, we would, like, split the bills. And that's what made me feel like I was most contributing to her. Like, she didn't have to do everything on her own anymore. She didn't have to pay for all my food and everything that I needed, and I could help her. So it was like, that was really cool for me. But I feel like that was more for me than for her after a long time, after she, like, taught me the value of that. You know what I mean? It was like, how can I help you at that point, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we come from 2 very different family dynamics. And, my parents are both together. You know, I have 2 brothers, and we live in, you know, the same household and stuff. And I, too, like, now that I think about it, like, you know, they spent so much money on my brothers and I. But, yeah, it was a lot. I mean, I played travel softball since I was Jesus. 8
since
years.
You were Jesus?
Basically, 1000 BC, no. since I was about 8 years old, and, you know, we've went everywhere. We've been all over the country. And, you know, when it wasn't just me, like, whenever we would go somewhere, it, like, you know, my family does everything together. So it was me, my 2 brothers, and, you know, both my parents. So, it was, you know, they weren't just spending money on me. They were spending money on all of us having to, you know, fly this place, and all of us having to eat here, and all of us having to stay here. And then, you know, thankfully my parents had, you know, were well off enough to, like, have money for that and have money for us to do, you know, like, other things, like, give me money to go, you know, to the arcade with my friends and, like, do stuff like that. So, you know, I'm very thankful for it. And, I mean, we go to Dominican, which isn't, you know, the cheapest school. But, you know, like, I'm sure you're very thankful. I mean, and I know our scholarships do also take place in that, especially in an economy like we have today. But budgeting in itself is super important. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth, reminding you to always keep it sweet on Sticky Situations. We'll be right back. But what I really mean is not in the swing of things yet. Oh, I'm not in the swing of things. But what I really mean is not. All day keeps me up a level. All work and no play keeps me on the new shit. Yeah. We'll be right back.
leave old memories way behind. Yesterday slowly faded, all my life I've been waiting for this time. Floating down that old river, boy, leaves me feeling good inside.
Hello, you are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Now, live, you are listening to me, yours truly, DJ Too Smooth, and my very good friend DJ Honey. DJ Honey, we love you.
Thank you.
So it's Monday at like 2:49, and it's like a rainy day, and I love rainy days. It's just so relaxing and soothing, and it makes me want to cuddle and eat some popcorn and have a nice deep conversation and maybe some hot chocolate. But you know, we never get what we'd really want in life. So we are having a live podcast and I am here with my very good friend DJ Honey. It's almost like my fantasy, other than we're not cuddling or eating popcorn.
Where's my hot chocolate?
You're right.
Rude.
How come we brought us hot chocolate? How come we don't have people that love us?
If anyone who's listening out there is on campus, hot chocolate. Bring us hot chocolate.
I would like a shot of espresso in mine, please.
Jesus.
Yes. There's never enough coffee in this world. But, you know, on this Monday in this podcast and this break, I was just thinking, I just wanted to say how thankful I am for being alive and having you, DJ Honey, as a friend, and having this radio station and being able to talk into this microphone and having people listening to my annoying voice.
And on that note, we're going to go back into our segment of budgeting for the week.
It's important to be thankful.
It is very important to be thankful, but it's also very important to stay on topic.
You're right, but I feel like it's important to reflect.
Very true. Well, how about our show next week will be on reflection?
Fine.
Anyways, so for those of you who are just tuning in, DJ Too Smooth and I have been talking basically about budgeting and, you know, how as college students we love to spend money on food, even though, you know, we may not always have the funds for it and whatnot. Like we talked about Kyle Reagan, how, you know, that dining hall is open to us and we pay for it, so we might as well get the full use out of it. We also spoke on our family dynamics and how we grew up and I guess learning how to, you know, value money and how the different types of ways we've learned to do that personally. But now we kind of want to get into a stickier situation in terms of, you know, budgeting and so forth. So when you go out, you know, you're with friends, whatever, you swipe your card, decline, you know, doesn't go through, or, you know, only pays for, you know, certain amount, whatever. And, you know, you're kind of like sitting there and you're kind of embarrassed, like, you know, shoot, what do I do? Do I just like, you know, not eat or, you know, whatever. And you're, you know, your best buddy Too Smooth comes up to me and she's like, oh no, don't worry, dude, I got you. Like, you know, don't worry about it. And you're like, no, don't worry about it. Like, it's cool, fine. Like, I'll, you know, whatever, no worries. She's like, no, come on. Like, I got you, girl. Don't even trip, you know. At that point, like, what do you do?
Well, I frequently have that problem because, well, it gets sticky when I feel like it's, so if somebody does that for you, like, one, it's like, it's not like I'm doing it because I expect anything in return. You know what I mean? Well, that's me anyway.
Yeah, you have to speak personally because yeah. I can say there's people out there who will do it with, you know, no expectations.
Yeah.
But then there are people out there who expect something back.
I know what you mean. I think it's just, it's after a certain point, you know, it's like my friend last year, what the heck? Like, we hung out all the time and we frequently would go get coffee. And I remember a couple times, you know, I would pay for, you know, just being kind, you know, like, oh, hey, you know, I don't know. I just remember a couple times that I would buy it and I felt like after a while she would almost expect it. And I was like, no, dude, like, you're just my good friend. Like, you're going to coffee with me. Like, I got your coffee. And it was like, never that I had an expectation. I was just like, you can't. I just felt like she, like, literally, like, started to get comfortable with
taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah. And it's just like, at what point? You know, at what point is it too much? And it's really hard to address that because you don't want to say, hey, are you taking advantage of me? And then the other person's like, no, dude, you just kept offering. It was like, it's not that. It's like, you know, when you almost feel obligated to do something, like somebody's trying to guilt you into doing something. It's not that you have to, but like if you're going out for food and your friend's like, oh, no, I don't have money, but I just want to go, you know, it's like, well,
don't come.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to feel bad when you're not eating and you have a look on your face like, oh my god, that's the best thing I've ever seen. It's like, it just makes me upset, you know.
I personally, so there are times when, you know, there's, you know, like the other day, so we didn't get paid till Friday. On Thursday, you know, my friends wanted to go out and I was like, oh, go without me, like, I'm not tripping on it, like, you know, go have a good time. And they really wanted me to go and I was like, well, you know what, like, truthfully, like, I don't have the funds to be, you know, going out right now. And they're like, oh, we got you, like, don't trip, like, whatever. And
wait, was it food or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, no, like, don't worry about it, like, you know, it's, you know, legitimately, do not worry about it, like, I have stuff here. Like, they really wanted me to go, so I went with them. And and they paid for me. It was, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was only like maybe like at most like $7. But still, like, I personally just, I grew up, you know, always paying for myself and things like that. So in terms of, you know, going out there and, you know, having them with me, like, that was totally fine. But then the next day, they wanted to go to Starbucks, so I was like, okay, let's go, you know, whatever. So we went and I paid for them. I treated them because I figured that was, you know, the best thing to do. Like, it was definitely like something that, you know, they paid for me and I felt it was the best thing to do, to repay them instead of, you know, and they weren't expecting it, which I guess was like the best part. But I was like, you know, they ordered their drinks and then I ordered mine and I was like, you know what, let me pay for them while I'm there, because it's just, I guess it's just like, you know, kind of breaking even.
Yeah, well, I feel like, well, one, good people. People that do things without things in return will have nice things done to them, because it's not, I feel like people often acknowledge, like, you didn't have to do that for me, but you did, and thank you. Like, thank you, I'm very grateful for that. And there's a sense of, you know, pay it forward, do it, like, do what has been done to you, you know what I mean? And I feel like after a while, you know, like, I feel like people, sorry, that's a generalization. Personally, myself, I would get upset, like, if somebody were to pay for me, like you said, a lot of the time I won't accept it, because I don't like having that held over my head, because a lot of people will be like, well, you know, I bought last time, or, you know, last time this, or, you know, I did this for you that one time. And a lot of the time I just don't even, like, I would rather one, not go, not ask, and not even be put in a situation where somebody else is going to have to pay for me. Like, and it's even hard for me to accept things from, like, people that I'm interested in. Like, you know, you go on a date and I pay this time, and maybe next time you pay or something like that. And that's understandable. That's nice. But that's even hard for me to accept, because I would never want somebody to hold that over my head, you know, ever. Like, oh yeah, I bought you a meal one time. It's like, cool. Yeah, you fed me. Thank you. You know, it's just silly.
And I think there are certain people that, like, I guess, I mean, I know there's maybe about two or three people that I can go out with, and, you know, like, if they were like, oh, I got you, don't trip, like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't feel completely bad about, or, you know, whatever, yeah. like, the case may be, because I know, like, we've been friends long enough. Like, obviously, one of them is my best friend. We've been friends for 14 years. Like, you know.
You have a give and take relationship.
At this point, like, it's, you know, girl, put your money away, like, I got you, don't worry. And then, like, my roommate, like, me and her, like, we're, like, the other day I went to the store, I was like, do you need anything? And, like, I bought her some stuff that she needed, and she was like, oh, how much do you have? I was like, don't trip, like, you know, when I don't have it, I know, and you have it, like, I know you got me, like, I'm not worried about it. And I think that's, I don't want to say the best kind of relationship, but that's when you know, like, you know, someone really has you in terms of, like, because if someone's willing to, you know, to give you when they don't, when, you know, you don't have, that's when you know.
I agree with you. That's, like, it's somebody that's, like, looking out for you, you know, like. It's not even, it's like somebody that just wants to be in your company. I know, like, I have one or two friends that'll just hit me up, like, oh, you want to go get some food? And I'll be like, you know, I don't have the funds tonight. They're like, I don't care, I want you to go, like, I got you. And like you said, it's just somebody that wants you in company. It's like, you know that the next time you got them, or, and I get what you're saying, those are good friends to have. Like, whatever I have is yours, you know what I mean? Because it's just, it's a mutual trust and respect. And, like, I know, like last year when I was, like, really emotionally unstable, mm-hmm. like I had a close friend, and she would always listen to me, and, you know, she would always just make me feel comfortable. And I mean, we developed that relationship. She was, like, my first friend here, which, like, meant the most to me. But like you said, it was that way for a long time. And then, you know, where it gets sticky is at what point, or in what point of the relationship do you feel like you're being used, or, like, at what point do you think you're being, there's too much give and not enough take, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I feel like that is probably, in friendships, that's the stickiest thing, when you're starting to feel as if somebody's taking advantage of you and the things that you're doing for them or giving to them. Like, in my own personal opinion, it's hard for me to differentiate and to tell when somebody is really taking advantage of me. Like, because my friends, I want to take care of them regardless, always. Yeah. You know, if you don't have something that I have, I would at least give you some of it. So, you know what I mean? And I would expect that in return. But honestly, around here, I couldn't say that I've encountered as much of that as I ever would have hoped, you know, like going out and parties, you know, like, because I usually, if I'm going to a party, one, I know who I'm going with, I know where I'm going to go, and I know that I have a ride home, you know, and I also have my own alcohol, because I don't like, you know, give me $5 and you can drink from my bottle. It's like, well, what? Well, you know, if, like, you're sharing with your friends, you're all going to a party or something, and you're all of age, you've all, like, personally, in my situation, I would usually buy my own bottle, right?
That's the first I've heard of that. Okay, go ahead, finish. I'll go off what you're saying.
Well, usually what I've experienced is, so if I buy this alcohol, my of age friends, because I have worked in a bar, so I really don't mess around with fines like that, will say, hey, you know, do you want to, do you want to share the bottle and I'll, you know, pay you half for it? Or like before we've gone out to a club, you know, me and my friend will say, hey, you know, let's go half on a bottle, or let the three or four of us, let's go quarter on a bottle and all that, you know. And you know, who drinks more, you know, and that's my problem. You know, what happens when one person takes, or what happens when somebody that's dropped lets somebody else drink from the bottle, and you know what I mean, they've drinking more than somebody that's actually paid, you know. And it's like, at what point are you gonna be like, hey, give me the money, you know what I mean? That's my hardest part, is like, I would rather have my own and pick and choose, like, oh, you want, you know, like, you want some of this, like, that's fine, like, I'll share it with you, but as long as I know you're not like drinking half of it and not, you know, not contributing.
Yeah. And yeah, okay, understandable now. Because I personally don't share bottles like that. If I buy a bottle, it's for me, and I'm gonna share it with who I want to share it with.
Yeah,
like, I don't. You keep it to yourself. I don't. I won't be like, oh, let's go half on a bottle. If I can't pay for a full bottle, obviously I shouldn't be drinking. Hmm. That's the way I see it. You know, if I can't, you know, or if I can't pay for, if I only have, you know, $5 and I can't pay for a bottle, well, here's a Four Loko. Yeah.
Like, I know in my experience, I don't like. One, I don't like to have a whole bottle to myself. If I know this whole thing is mine, like, that looks like a personal challenge to me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to deal with that. But, I mean, and also, I don't really, the only thing that I really like to drink is mojitos, which I make myself. Mm-hmm. So, and one thing, I'm not, like, going to bartend for, like, 50 people, you know, or, like, even 5 people, that's too much. Like, I can't even enjoy my own drink while making 5 other people drinks.
Yeah.
So it's like, I always like to try to just fend for myself, but it never works out. Like, I remember one time a couple of us went on a party bus, and I didn't want to have my own bottle. I didn't want to bring a bottle. I didn't want to have a, like, get out of the, like, I got a ride there with a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even want to get out of the car. Like, I didn't want to have a bottle in my hand, in my possession, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want anybody to come up to me like, oh, you have a bottle, you know what I mean? Like, so I found the people with the bottle, and I was like, hey, you know, I'll give you $5 and you have a couple shots, you know what I mean? Like, it's, so the way I see it, like, if I'm contributing, like, I like to think of it as an Indian. If I'm giving something, I'm going to get something in return, you know what I mean? So it just makes more sense to me. I don't know. I would rather have my own bottle, but at the same time, like I said, it's a personal challenge that I don't really want to compete in.
See, my thing is, I guess it's a little different, just because, like, personally, like, I usually try to go out with the same group of people all the time, and it's usually the people that I live with, because I want to make sure that I'm getting home
safe,
you know. And like, so I usually go out with my roommates, or like my suite mates, whatever. We'll go out to the same parties or whatever, so just so I know, like, you know, we all have to go back to the same place eventually. Yeah. So like, that's why I like going out with them. And so it's like, okay, this time I bought the bottle. So, and obviously the bottle is being shared between all of us. Mm-hmm. So if I buy the bottle this time, I'm buying it for all of us. And then next time you buy the bottle, and it's obviously going to be shared with all of us as well. So that's the reason that, you know, I like to buy a bottle in terms of that. But yeah, I mean, in terms of that, that's what it is. Alcohol can always be tricky though, because you never really know, you know, once you have a little in your system, you never know what's going to go down. I remember not too long, maybe a couple weeks ago, I was at a party, and, you know, we had bought a bottle of tequila, and it was the good stuff. It wasn't, you know, anything cheap. And that turn, it was my bottle, you know, I bought that bottle, and I saw my roommate passing it around to multiple people. I was like, okay, no, this is not a communal bottle, this is for us. Like, okay, we're not, you know, blessing every mofo in here with this tequila. Like, this is just for us, you know, unless otherwise, you know, talked about. But yeah, I don't know, that's just my opinion.
I guess what you mean, like, I would be hot too if somebody was like, oh, hey, like, you can have a little bit of my bottle. And then somebody is like, oh yeah, let me just share the bottle that you bought with somebody. Or when somebody goes, or when there's somebody that, like, my favorite is, what's sad is I like to drink baby, how do you say it? Female beers, like, Smirnoff Ice and Mike's Hard, and,
Oh, yeah, okay,
so,
yeah.
You know when you, like, you buy the party pack and then, so there's like 12 of them, right? So he's like, oh yeah, can I have one? And I'm like, yeah, sure, you can have one. And then like 4 later, that pack is $15. Like, are you going to spot me for what you just drank? But people don't think of it like that. You know, it's like, oh, I didn't. It doesn't matter that you just spent $15 on something or.
Well, I feel like that's not like, that's not just with like. I mean, that's not just with alcohol though. I think that's with anything. You know, like regardless, like, I mean, I just bought a thing of hot chocolate. And, you know, though it's not here with me, I wouldn't expect anyone else to, like, you know, use be, it. Yeah.
We're just dreaming of hot chocolate in here and nobody is bringing it to us. And we're just wondering why.
But, I mean, like I said, you know, for being, you know, sharing money. Personally, I don't mind paying for people. If I have it and you don't. And you really need it or you want it, you know, like if it's something like if we're like we were talking about, if we're out to eat, you were at Jamba Juice and, you know, you want something or whatever. Like, I'm not going to let, you know, my girl like not have something because she don't got it at the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, so be it. And I don't, and personally, I don't expect anything in return because at the end of the day, like you do with like, you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to say charity, but it's like you give when you, when someone else don't doesn't have.
That's good people. Like if you. If you share what you have with others, like, well, I mean, in my personal opinion, I would rather help out anybody that doesn't have something than to not, you know. So, I don't know. I've maybe that's just the people in us or the people that we are, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Sharing is caring.
Always is. All right. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
hello and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth on Sticky Situations here on Penguin Radio every Monday from 2 to 4. DJ Too Smooth, go ahead and take it away.
Well, now I'm going to give you some crazy rap song or something. Just kidding. So, back to our show. We were talking about, really sharing is caring with your friends, and when you go out, like, oh, my card got declined, or you don't have the money, or I just want to go, and your friend just wants to pay for you. Just, like, etiquette-wise, and how about, like, one thing that super frustrates me, when something that super frustrates me is when you go, like, I have a car, and my car is not a car, my car is an SUV, and I wouldn't say it's, like, the best on gas, and when I feel like those friends that don't have a car and maybe haven't had a car and maybe don't have their license, go with you to places often. And I don't feel like they realize what gas is and how much it costs and that cars run on this gas stuff. And that's probably one of, like, the stickiest situations that I fall in is, like, yeah, people always want to go places with you, but do they ever want to pay to get there? And I usually find that it's no, they don't want to do that, or they just don't even think about that. And I think that's a super sticky situation in itself. And how, you know, for me personally, it's hard for me to be like, hey friend, you're using me and I don't like it and I would really like it for it to stop. Wouldn't that be nice if it was that easy to say? Or, you know, and it just makes me sad because, you know, and then I always think to myself, well, I can make it just stop by just not allowing this person to come, or just changing, maybe just not asking them to go, or just not taking them places that they ask to go. But it's always, that's why I just wonder, like, what happened to common courtesy, dude?
I mean, common courtesy, I feel like common courtesy and common sense really don't go hand in hand. I mean, sorry, they do go hand in hand, but a lot of people don't carry them because, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's something that you think everyone has, but at the end of the day, they don't. But no, I totally get what you mean. I remember when I had my car on campus, a lot of people were like, oh, Karina, oh, Karina, oh, Karina. And I'm like, hey, and I mean, I personally didn't mind for a little bit, but then, you know, once gas prices started going up, I was like, all right, you know, if you need to go somewhere, like, if I'm not on my way there already, you better either be a really good friend of mine, or, you know, you better have some money in your hand, because if not, like, I mean, it adds up eventually, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, depending on how far you're taking them or whatever the pace may be, like, the issue of money or whatever does arise, money in itself is a very sticky situation,
yeah.
You know, regardless of it's just between you and your personal life or, like, with everything. Money is, nothing is ever free, like my grandpa always says, so.
Well, it's kind of unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate. That's the way the world, you know, that's what makes the cookie crumble.
It's so true.
Have you seen that movie?
What movie?
The one with Jim Carrey, where he's God. Oh, my God. Why can't
Bruce
I think
Almighty?
Of it? Yes, Bruce Almighty.
I love that movie.
Same.
Red Bull. I said Red Bull.
Okay,
Red Bull.
Go.
Yes, man. Yes, man. Go about what? Just kidding. So you're moving on. So we want to talk about... So we're talking about... First, we talked about... So having... trying to make healthy choices while eating at Cal and having a meal plan, and that diverted into budgeting your meals in Cal or even outside of Cal if you don't eat at Cal, and maybe trying to learn some new health tips. And then we started talking about going out with your friends, and if your friend pays for your meal and, like, your ice cream or your coffee, and then they never, like, do the same for you, you have to, like, drop that friend because that friend's really annoying. Or you can just continue to let that friend use you, whatever floats your boat. But now I would like to talk about what happens when... Oh, we already talked about how... Also, friends, we talked about how if you are of the age and you purchase an adult beverage and your also adult friends want to partake in your adult beverage and they don't help you pay for that or compensate you for paying for that, how they shouldn't get any. But also, what is also really important, what I think is a sticky situation that we should address, is getting home safe from a party and having a DD, and the importance of that, and the importance of the people that choose not to drink and to get their friends home safe. I, for one, commend the people that do not drink alcohol for personal reasons. And I commend them for the reason that you can have fun and be loosey-goosey and have a good time and really just be yourself without being intoxicated or inebriated in any way. And I think that's super cool that either you have the willpower or you've just never tried it. But I know that I personally thank these people that do not drink, because I, for one, have needed a ride home a time or two and have been saved by these people. And these people are very important, because driving while under the influence is never the right idea. Ever the right idea. And actually, I wanted to just say that I saw, you know how if you go on Facebook, you can see every video that anybody's liked from, like, their whole lifetime. I saw this video this morning, actually, and I think it helped me pick my show a little bit today, but, or our show, I'm sorry, but it was about, it was a young man that had just got a little, a yellow lab, and in the video you can see that the dog and the boy get very, very close, and they're best friends, and they sleep together and do everything together, and they're BFFs forever. And so it's just, you know, they wake up in the morning, they play, and they're playing outside, and they go to the dog park, just all these cool little things. And then you can see the boy, he has a bunch of his friends over, and they one of them has like a 12 pack of beer in their hands, and like all six or five or six of them go out the front door. Mm-hmm. And then you see the dog, and you know how dogs are, like, they just sit there and they just wait for you to come home.
Yeah.
And you can see the doggy, he's just like, he's sitting, first he's like staring out, he's sitting on the couch with his paws on the window sill, and then he's sitting by the front door, and he's sitting by all the doors. And it was just so sad, because you can, like, they did this, the ad perfectly, because, like, I felt emotional after seeing, like, how sad the doggy was, and the boy just never came home. And I don't know what hit me so much about the video, but it's like, when it was like some people, the last sentence was like, some people are still waiting or something. And it just really hit home, because, after then I just thought, you know, I've had friends that have passed away, not from of drinking, but
car accidents.
One was a motorcycle accident, one was just health. But I was just thinking of having somebody like close personally, like, I can only imagine, you know, we're hanging out, we've just watched a movie or something, we just had a conversation, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to a party, and you never came back. Like, I could not fathom. The hardest thing for me is trying to picture, like, and already the people that I have lost, it's like, what you wanted to say, like, how mad would you be at somebody that choose to either drive or get in the car with a drunk driver, and then you, like, there's nothing you can do or say, you know. It's just that mistake, it impacted their life and everybody's life around them, you know. It's just, I mean, kind of like texting and driving, but I don't know, just driving under the influence, it kills my soul, I can't do it. But yeah, if you ever see that ad, and you're a dog lover like I am, I think it might change your mind a little bit too. But like I said, the sticky situation is, you know, when you're choosing to go out with your friends and you're looking for a party or something to do on a Friday, Saturday, whatever night that you want to have a good time, it's the first most important thing is a ride or walk, or making sure that you have a way back to your safe domain, you know. I don't know, I don't feel like that's emphasized enough, especially on a college campus. I mean, it's cool that we all live in the dorms and all, but You shouldn't, well, I mean, if you're of age, you're, aren't you allowed to drink in the dorms if you're of age and all your roommates are?
If all your roommates are of age and you're of age, you are allowed to.
Yeah.
But the moment, excuse me, the moment that someone steps in the room who is underage, that's when it becomes a problem. So, yeah. I mean, and it's really hard because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people who, once they're a little bit, I guess, older or whatever, once they're an upperclassman, they tend to move off campus.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have that many, at least here, I don't think, or at least this year, we don't have that many rooms that are all of age, I believe.
I mean, same. My room, we have, there's me, I'm 23, my other roommate's 24, and one roommate's 20. So in my other room, there's one that's 24 and 22. In my room, I'm 23 and my roommate's 19. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
We all could have had a great time.
Yeah.
And then he had to throw in a puppy. Like, I was just so upset. Wes was like, well, I don't know. My biggest problem is I don't really like to, I don't really ever trust that where I'm going to get home safe. Like, that's one of my biggest reasons why I don't like to party.
And that's most of the reason why I choose to go out with my roommates and such, because I know at the end of the day, we all have to end up at that same place, you know? So it's, you know, and I'm a little bit, not a little, well, yeah, I'm older than them for the most part. So I kind of am mother bear role and I'm a nurturer. So, like, at the end of the day, even if I'm belligerently drunk, I still, like, am worried about my, you know, my little baby cubs. Like, I'm like, okay, are they with me? Are they with me? Like, you know, I'm kind of in that, you know, that still that nurturing, caring mode.
Yeah.
So we always end up home, thankfully. Sometimes, you know, they have a little extra company with them. But, you know, we are always home and safe and sound at the end of the day, which is always good. So that's why when I do go out, I feel semi-comfortable. And if I do go out, regardless of the situation, I, like we said earlier, in terms of budgeting, always make sure that you have enough money for whatever reason to get home. Because, some, you know, there's times when there's times I want to leave, or there's times I don't feel comfortable, whatever. Thankfully, DJ Too Smooth has always been there for me in terms of those situations. But, you know, sometimes she does go home for the weekends or whatever the case may be. Sometimes you may need to call a cab or call an Uber or a Lyft or whatever, you know, your other source may be. And, you know, it's always a good idea to, you know, have money and just be cautious of the people that you go out with, and always cautious of your surroundings.
I mean, that brings up a good point. Being there for you is easy, but I remember personal experience. You can all laugh if you want a little bit. So I went out it was my first party bus experience as an adult. Any bus experience is any child of whatever I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
My first party bus experience of my life. Okay, let's go with that. And so going there, I had a couple too many shots. Oh, wait, I had 4 shots, okay. And I was fine, okay? I was good. Mm-hmm. I was alive,
mm-hmm.
talking, chilling, walking, hugging, smiling, laughing, talking. And we get on the bus, and I can't tell you how many shots happened there. So the plan was to go from the bus to the club. And, you know, we get to the club, and all I'm going to say is, so we were planning on, the people that I went with, we were planning on having a Lyft ride back home, you know, on one of us ordering the Lyft, and we'll all meet in a spot and we'll all get in the Lyft together. And so I was outside because I was just hot. I don't like clubs, they make me anxious, you know,
mm-hmm.
and especially if I'm a little intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
My fuse is just really short.
Uh-huh.
So I was getting some air outside, and I eventually just stayed out there because I didn't want to be sweaty and hot in the club outside, you know, anymore. And I was just, it was just really nice outside. It was a nice night. I was talking to people outside. And after a while, it gets kind of hard to text on my phone and do the normal things that you should, you know, normally do.
Yeah.
And so at this point, my phone's getting blown up of all the people are getting ready to go, right? And so I get a text of one of my friend's locations. And all I want to say is, Apple, thank you, sweet baby Jesus, for coming up with share my location and show my, like, wherever I am. Thank you for that stuff, because literally my friend sent me her location, and I mean, I was a good amount of drunk, and I just pressed, like, take me here, and it literally showed me how to walk to my friend in the car. But I'm saying, without this device and this technology, I might have been sleeping in the city somewhere. So I'm very thankful for, you know, and the fact that we didn't call a Lyft, because one of our friends thankfully come picked us up. But you know, just the fact that we had planned that we had a ride, I mean, I felt safe. Like, I was just waiting for, like, when are we going to meet and what are we going to do after that. But you know, I was thankful that we had a ride, and that very thankful for Google Maps and share my location for getting me home alive.
Well, no, also in terms of rides, I mean, in terms of clubs anyway, if anyone who knows me knows, I get my groove on. I love to dance, and it's one of my favorite things. I've been dancing. I came out of the womb dancing. I mm-hmm. love to dance, and I love music. So going to the club is definitely, like, something that I like to do. But there's always, you know, like, if you're going, especially, you know, with me and my group of friends, we like to have a couple of drinks in our system, you know, it just gets us loosey-goosey, and we like to have a good time. But, you know, at the club, it's a big place. It's crowded. People tend to get separated, and that can get pretty messy pretty quick. I remember last time I went to a club with my friends, we all got separated. At least I got separated from DJ Too Smooth and two other of my friends that I went with. You know, we got there, we took an Uber there, and it was a great time. We got there, we were having a great time.
I don't think we got separated. I think you left us.
I think
you guys left us.
I think I had to go to the restroom. I honestly don't remember.
I looked for you in the bathroom. You weren't there.
You weren't fast enough. I could tell you. You were not fast enough. But anyways,
still salty about
whatever
this.
I can see. Build a bridge and get over it. Anyways, so, the case being, you know, people tend to get separated regardless of the situation, you know, whether, you know, someone, you know, says something or does something and you have to leave because you're no longer comfortable with the situation, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, someone asks your friend to dance, so they, you know, go dance with them God knows where, and then you can't find them, and then eventually everyone's blowing up each other's phone, and then there's cuss words being thrown at you, and then you're outside of the club crying and yelling at each other, and then you're trying to find an Uber, and, like, the Uber says it's here, but he's not here. You're, like, running all over the place, and security is trying to get you out of the city, and it was a mess. Or it can be a mess. So, you know, you just have to be careful in terms of all of that. But we're going to go into a quick break. Thank you guys for listening to me and DJ Too Smooth. We are here on Sticky Situations, here on Penguin Radio. That's radio.dominican.edu. And we'll be right back.
Just the way we roll. Oh, that's just can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Makes me say, oh my lord. Welcome back. You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is Sticky Situations with yours truly, DJ Too Smooth, and my very good friend, DJ Honey. Today, we are having a show mostly about budgeting and the sticky situations involved with trying to figure out where your next meal is going to be, and if you live on campus, how are you going to eat Cal Rega's food and successfully make it to a bathroom in time, or how to successfully eat the meal and just have a good meal, and that happens a lot too. So also with parties and budgeting, you know, your money and your alcohol with your friends, your adult friends, I might add, as well as getting home safely, which is the most important part of partying, in which is probably the first thing that you should do when partying, is figuring out that you have a ride home. So DJ Honey, what do you have to say about today?
Well, I would say today's show was overall a good show. It's very informative. Like we said, budgeting can always help you out regardless of the situation in terms of money, and especially being a college student, I can tell you, you know, that it's definitely something that needs to be done. Like I said, I personally do not come from, you know, I was not fed with a silver spoon in my mouth, though we were pretty well off as a family, though. I am very thankful for the way that I was raised and, you know, the amount of financial stability that we did have. But like I said, I mean, budgeting is always something that needs to be done, especially, like I said, we're college students and we don't always have the means to buy exactly what we want all the time. And, you know, there's other expenses, like we said earlier, that we need to focus on. There's our needs and our wants. And I think that that's mostly what people need to focus on the most, if that makes sense. Because, you know, there's the things that you need in terms of, you know, like necessities. You need, personally, I'm a girl, I need my tampons. And then there's other things that I need, you know, like you need your toothpaste. I take showers, I don't know how many times a day, and I'm sorry, I know we're in a drought and everything, but you know, gotta stay clean. So I, you know, I need to buy soap, and I need to buy my face wash, and I need to buy my face mask, and you know, I'm very hygienic, so I need to make sure that I have all the things that I need. And then there's the things that I want, you know, like I don't have to go to In-N-Out 5 times a day. I mean, a day, Jesus, a week.
Wow, girl.
You know, I don't have to buy the, you know, newest pair of shoes all the time. Like there's certain things that you kind of have to put before others. And I think that's what budgeting really, you know, calls for. What was your, and I think, you know, us, me and DJ Too Smooth, talking about the different family dynamics and basically how we learned, you know, how to budget in our own way, definitely tells you that, you know, no matter where you come from or what you do or, you know, whatever your situation may be, everyone has to do it.
Well, I just think it's important to success, being able to, you have to plan to succeed, and failing to plan, I think is a failure, because you have to know where you're going and where you're headed. And if you don't even know how you're going to pay for, I mean, if you don't even know how to, and that's my own personal problem too, is that, I mean, one, I don't have a lot of self-control. So if I want something, I'm usually going to buy it. And that's my problem, is, you know, being able to determine, hey, you know, you're not going to have this amount of money if you spend it on this, this, and this. You know, it's just important to be able to, and if it's scary to write it down, maybe just try it. I know for me, I hate writing it down, but it's probably the most informative and the best way for me to, like, figure out what I need to do and why. So, yeah, thank you for listening to our radio show today, and I hope that maybe we helped you or gave you a different perspective on something. And I think DJ Honey is going to let us know some of the upcoming events of this week, some radio shows, and some athletic events. So over to you, DJ Honey.
Alrighty, so you've been listening to us here on Sticky Situations every Monday from 2 to 4. There's also the 8th Dwarf right after us from 4 to 5 with DJ Breezy. There's the New Normal from 5 to 6 with DJ Cool Kitten. There's the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe, all about Hawaii. And there's the premiere from 8 to 9, which is also a very good show. I've been listening to it, and it's actually very awesome. So for those of you who want to go ahead and tune into those shows, those are our rookies, and they have been doing pretty well. So go ahead and listen to them. For those of you who have missed a few of our shows, or any other shows for that matter, these are also podcasted on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. So if you weren't able to catch us last week or the week prior, please feel free to go back and go under student shows. And under there, you can find all the student shows from this semester. And you can also find other student shows that are archived from previous semesters. But yeah, so if you haven't caught us, or you want to catch up to what we've been talking about, feel free to listen to our podcast. There are also games going on this week. I know that there's a soccer game, you said, tomorrow?
No, there's actually tonight.
There's a volleyball game tonight, yes, but that's not here. That's at Art U.
Yep, so if anybody's wanting to see that, go over to Art. It's not too far. And then it was Friday. Yes. Let me see, October, that'd be the 7th. That's Friday. Yeah, Friday, October 7th at 12 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. is the men and women's soccer versus Fresno Pacific. I'm sorry. So check out those games, volleyball and soccer, and check out the shows that will be on later tonight. So thank you again for listening to Sticky Situations with DJ Honey and DJ Too Smooth, and we'll be back next Monday at 2 p.m.
Keep it sweet, y'all. On a top 100, just like a mighty dread. Root rock reggae, this a reggae music, Root rock reggae, give it up, this a reggae music.